You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
Toronto Pride is celebrating its 30th anniversary this July 4th, and for the first time in its history, the organizers have decided to ban a queer group from participating. On Tuesday, the Pride Board of Directors held a press conference to announce that Queers Against Israeli Apartheid cannot participate. They said the words Israel and apartheid cannot be joined on any placards, banners, leaflets, slogans, written or spoken. Elle Flanders is a filmmaker, human rights activist, a member of Queers Against Israeli Apartheid, popularly known as QAIA, and she joins me now from Toronto. Hi, Elle, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Thanks, Mordechai. How are you?
I'm great. Now, QAIA has participated in previous Pride parades. How far back does that go?
We marched the past 2 years, and then in the third year, we marched before. In the first year that we marched with CUPE, the union, and now we've then we broke off on our own, and we had our own group, and we've been marching for the past 2 years.
And members of QAIA have been active in Pride events well before that, of course, haven't they?
Well, some of our members are actually some of the founders of Pride. So we've got Tony D'Souza, who was one of the founders of Pride Day. We've got Tim McCaskill, who was the founder of AIDS Action Now. We've got Richard Fung, who's a notorious film and video artist who also founded Gaysians Toronto. So the list goes on, and I used to run the Inside Out Lesbian and Gay Film Festival, and I can certainly talk about going to Pride since 1985. Of course, I was only five then, but I'm kidding. I wish. But we all, some of us all go back, yeah.
Now, the groups that have been pressuring Toronto Pride to impose this ban against QAIA, what's their history? Have they been involved in Toronto Pride supporting it?
To my knowledge, I mean, I think I was on the board of Pride 3 years ago, and I know we started to receive sort of threatening type letters back then from a man by the name of Martin Gladstone and another woman who had said that they really didn't like the presence there, and they belonged to a Jewish organization. And then we started to receive letters from the B'nai B'rith and the Simon Wiesenthal Center. So the campaign sort of started, I think, some time ago. It gained momentum last year when Martin Gladstone decided to make a video called Reclaiming Our Pride, which I think is hilarious. But he calls himself now, he's a lawyer from what I understand, but now he seems to be calling himself a filmmaker and a gay rights activist. And I have to say, in my whole history of gay rights activism, human rights activism, I have never met Martin Gladstone before. I've only met him in opposition to QAIA so far. So he picked up steam. He distributed his video to every city councilor in Toronto. And with the backing of the B'nai B'rith and Simon Wiesenthal, he launched a massive campaign. And this then convinced city councilors, including one of the founders of Pride and a gay city councilor named Kyle Ray, who backed us the year before and, like all good politicians, flip-flopped and said, yes, absolutely, they have nothing to do with Pride. They shouldn't be in Pride.
And what kind of arguments do these people, Gladstone and others, B'nai B'rith,
I'm hateful, so it seems. Our group is hateful. They started with, they tried to dig up the concept that we somehow violated the city's anti-discrimination policy. When push came to shove and we asked the city to respond to that and say, have we indeed? They said, no, we had not. But I think that that was definitely an attempt. You know, there's been a very sort of top-down, this starts with Erwin Kotler, who's an MP in Ottawa from Quebec, who has started an organization or a committee called the Canadian Parliamentary Committee, Canadian Parliamentary Committee to Combat Anti-Semitism. And he's created the idea that there is something called the new anti-Semitism. And the new anti-Semitism seems to be any criticism of Israel. So we've seen this kind of shutting down of all debate, of all dialogue around politics around Israel and Palestine. And frankly, you know, I think that they've got quite a campaign launched, and I think that they have they have a lot of sympathizers. But I also see that the campaign for Palestine has really picked up momentum as well. So I think we're sort of caught betwixt in between. You know, I think that Pride was, I think that they were intimidated, and simultaneously they were bowing to the big corporate dollar. And I really have seen this shift in Pride over the last years, that rather than having their sponsors try and respond to their needs, they've very much allowed themselves to be manipulated by sponsors. And so anything that raises a threat or a concern, you know, they run like scared little mice.
Has any funding actually been cut?
Well, that's a great question. You know, there's so much conjecture around this. They say funding may have potential sponsorship. They talk about may have been cut. I mean, you can't have potential sponsorship that may have been cut. It just doesn't make any sense. So we haven't seen anything. We have seen the Tory government cut Pride's funding quite massively this year, to the tune of $400,000, which was from tourism, which was from, I think, Heritage Canada under a tourism package. And, you know, I mean, I think that that's also part of a homophobic Tory agenda. I don't think that that has anything to do with Quia, but I think that they're very happy to link all this conjecture as if it has something, which of course is absurd. You know, I think that the other thing they said, they kept talking about the city, that the city may cut Pride's funding if we are found in violation of the anti-discrimination policy, and yet we have the city admitting that we weren't, and we have the fact that that they didn't cut any funding. So this is all conjecture, it's all being built up, and in fact Pride did something fairly insidious where they actually lied about a Canada Council grant that they didn't receive, in which they tried to blame that on Quia as well. Saying that it was returned with Palestinian kind of some kind of film video, they made up some whole story. So Canada Council has now called them on that and is very angry about it. And frankly, you know, I think that they don't deserve to be funded.
So the board, which was very split, 4-3, approached a very prominent, I gather, gay activist from the Asian community, Dr. Lee, to be honorary grand marshal, and
correct.
He said, "No thanks, given what you're doing."
That's right. I think he gave him the big raspberry. as well he should have. He said that he doesn't believe in a pride that that censors, and that's his position, and he believes that this is a terrible terrible day, and that Pride should not have made the move to censor a group regardless of their politics, and he didn't want to be a part of that.
And you've also received support for being a part of the Pride Parade from a number of the founders of Gay Pride in Toronto.
We did. We received a really lovely letter in support saying, you know, this was not why we founded Pride. This is completely contrary to our belief systems, to why we founded Pride, to what it was about. That so much of it was, in fact, not only sort of counter corporatization and all the rest, I mean, but in those days, of course, none of that existed, but that it had so much to do with community, and that they feel that they've abandoned community in favor of chasing the corporate dollar. And also, of course, free speech, which was at the core values of Pride.
So do you think that on the positive side of the decision that the board took to ban you, is it's contributing to a revitalization of the tradition that really generated Pride activity and won for gay people, lesbians and transsexuals, the gains that have existed today?
I certainly hope so. I mean, we're starting to see this spread, and I know that Pride became much less interesting to me over the past few years, but I think that did have a lot to do with the fact that it became sort of one big street party that had no direction, no meaning, and that it was this so-called celebration of our rights, but we really felt, and I felt when I joined the Pride Board 3 years ago, that it also needed to redirect itself in terms of human rights, in terms of politics, in terms of thinking about the fact that if we've obtained our human rights and our equal rights, that that there were so many other people that had not, and it wasn't something you could just leave behind. So I think there is a growing movement behind that, and I think that the people who only want to party, I mean, there's lots of places to just party. So we're hoping that this movement is just sort of putting people back in a place in which they actually care about more than just themselves.
And what are your plans for the parade itself on July 4th?
Well, I think that we're committed to having our voices heard, and whatever form that needs to take, you know, I mean, people are asking us civil disobedience as if that's something that we haven't encountered most of our lives. I always seem to find myself on the side, the unfriendly side, but, you know, I think that's how you fight for your rights, and that's how you win. So I think whatever that form that may take for us, we will be there, and we will be marching, and we will have our voices heard.
And if listeners would like to support your democratic rights of being queers against Israeli apartheid and being present, what can we do?
Well, you can certainly go to our website. If you just Google Quia, you'll find us right there. But I think there's also there's a Facebook page that's been started called the Pride Coalition for Free Speech, I think. There's lots of ways that you can help through that.
Have an energetic time at the parade.
Thanks, and we hope that we'll get some people. I think Vancouver, there's a group that expressed interest in supporting us out in Vancouver. So we give a shout-out to them, and we hope that they'll be there at the Vancouver parade with Quia, and We Support Quia signs.
Great.
Thanks, Mordechai.
I've been speaking with Elle Flanders in Toronto. She's a filmmaker, human rights activist, and member of Queers Against Israeli Apartheid. For ongoing information, you can go to their website, queersagainstapartheid.org, and you can also go to the Red Eye website to find a link to a petition supporting Quia's right to be in the parade, and our website is coopradio.org/redeye.